Welcome or welcome back to the Spartan Summit. I'm your host, Nevaeh Dudley, and I'm here with my wonderful new co-host here,
Alina Abdurraouf.
And today we're going to be talking about the pillars of our identity. So before we even get into like the questions on today's topic, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Like, it's been a good day. How are you?
I am doing okay as well. My day has gotten a lot better since we started recording, so that's all that matters. Well, I guess we can like just hop right into things. What would you say are some like fundamental pieces of your identity?
I feel like the people around you and like the place where you are and like how you grew up, like everything around you is like part of your identity.
Yeah. So for you specifically, like your family had a lot to do with just the person you are today?
Yeah, they did. They influenced me in a lot of ways, and they taught me how to do a lot of stuff, and they basically just made me.
Do you come from like a bigger family or like a smaller family?
It's kind of both. Like, some people would say it's like big and some people would say it's small, but I think it's kind of big.
Yeah. My family is super, 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 and I cannot stress this enough. My family is super huge. And I feel like one way that my family has shaped my identity is because there are so many people in my family and just like so many voices in general. It kind of took me a long time to be able to like speak up or like be able to like listen to myself and feel that like my opinions are valid and valuable. So
yeah, that's kind of how I felt too, because even though like I am the oldest of all my siblings, like they talk a lot, like they can never be quiet.
See, yeah, I'm the youngest and I didn't grow up with my siblings because they're all older, so we have two completely different experiences in that department. Outside of like your family, because I know you said like your environment, in what ways, if any, do you think like societal expectations and stereotypes have affected your perception about yourself?
One thing is like for example, like I'm a hijabi, like meaning I wear like a scarf on my head, but like when I first started wearing it, like everyone around me, nobody wore it, like other than my family and stuff, like. Mm-hmm. Like, they were all my friends. They were, they all had their hair, done really nicely. And, I wanted to do that, but, like, at the same time, I wanted to do this. But, like, I chose this because, like, it's what my family did. At the time, I didn't really, do it because of the religion. I did it because, like, my family was doing it and my, cousins were doing it, and like I just wanted to like fit in with them and like not really my friends, so that's why I did it. But then like I grew closer to it.
That's kind of a different perspective, because I don't know if you and Nadea talked about this in the episode that you all did, but I know she did talk about this in one of the episodes that we've recorded. But basically she wasn't always hijabi, and she just started wearing hijab, and I think around, believe in A, you know, whenever we came back to school, so I'm pretty sure it was like freshman to sophomore year, and her reasoning was like more religion based. So that's interesting to know. Well, if you were to pick three pieces of your identity that were most important, like whether that's like I don't know, you're a woman, young lady, whether that's you're a young lady, you're a jabby, like what are like the three core pieces of your identity?
The number one thing is that I am a Muslim girl, like young lady, I don't know. And then Next is, I guess that I'm just a girl, because like it's kind of different. And then also, honestly, I don't really know a third one. Can't really think of anything.
That's understandable.
Okay, yeah. So the reason I asked you that question was because last semester I took a class. I believe it was intercultural communications, maybe? Or was it intraperson? I think it was intercultural communications. I believe that's the class name. And we basically had to do an assignment about what we felt like our core identities were. So basically our assignment was to write about what we thought the three core pieces of our identity were and how they like intertwined or had, or like, and explain what the intersectionality was. Do you know what that is?
No, not really.
So intersectionality is basically like where pieces of your identity overlap. So Muslim girl, you won't have the same experience. Since you're a Muslim and a girl, you won't have the same experiences as someone who's Muslim and a guy, or someone who's just a girl and isn't Muslim, basically.
Yeah.
So to answer my own question, I feel like mine would definitely be like girl, black. And the third one, I think I want to say the fact that I'm from St. Louis. I don't know. I feel like if I was born anywhere else, I probably wouldn't be the person I am today.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
That kind of like, because like, if you were like, black and like from like California or something, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot less people in California just because I've been there one time.
Mm-hmm.
And like there were it's like a really diverse place. It's not just like a lot of one race. There's like a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And like also like in other places too, like where you're from is like definitely part of your identity. Like
100%. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you faced any like challenges within expressing yourself or your identity? And if so, how did you overcome them?
Like one challenge I faced was like in like elementary school, because like that's the only time that like I had like different kind of like experiences, because like after that was like COVID. And,
oh, you were in elementary school when COVID hit?
Yeah. I was actually in sixth grade. But yeah.
Wow.
And like the time was like it was like in Ramadan, and that's like the holy month for Muslims. Mm-hmm. And that's where like we fast and don't eat until sunset. It's from sunrise to sunset.
Right.
Yeah. And like basically there was this one boy, and he was white, so
yeah.
he like that was the year that I started wearing hijab, by the way. So mm-hmm. That was he was like, "You look different now. What happened? What did you do?" So, and like that was like a challenge kind of, because mm-hmm. I had to like explain to him, and like I myself was like, I was like 9 or 10 then, so I was little, I was a little kid.
Right.
I couldn't explain it like exactly, like I had to do like some tweaking and like changing it a little bit.
Yeah.
And like to for him to understand, like some people just don't understand sometimes.
especially, you know, ignorant children who aren't familiar with cultures, which kids yeah. are kids, but not an excuse, but just to, you know.
Yeah, and that was, like, one boy that I was, like, in, like, all of elementary school. Like, we were in the same class, like, every year. So, like, he knew me. Like, mm-hmm. like, at, like, one time before that, I wore, like, one of those slip-on hijabs to school one time. Mm-hmm. And, like, he saw me in that, too. Like, he didn't say anything that day. Like, I didn't wear it, like, after that until that one day. Mm-hmm. So then that was, like, basically how I overcame that by, like,
just explaining it to him.
Yeah, I explained it to him. And then, like, after that, I kind of ignored him after that because, like, he was kind of annoying.
As children tend to be. Not yeah. surprised there.
Yeah.
Still on the same, in the same realm of, like, overcoming challenges that you face within your own identity. Mm-hmm. What is a time, if ever, wait a second, let me stop while I'm ahead. I feel like some challenges that I face personally with expressing my true self is probably, like, whenever I'm in a space with people who don't look like me or don't talk like me, because that's like a constant hurdle that I'm gonna be having to get over, like, throughout yeah. the rest of my life. But I remember the first instant of this was, I want to say I was in third grade and I had just switched schools. And this school that I was at was, like, more diverse than I'm used to. Like, I saw my first, this is crazy. I had a friend in my class who was, like, Vietnamese, which mm-hmm. I'd never met a Vietnamese person ever before, let alone an Asian person by that time. So then I was in the same class as white students, and before then I went to a predominantly Black Catholic school, so everything was just very new to me. And so I was kind of just, I don't know, not even in the, because I did have other Black students in my class, but it was still the fact that, like, it was a space that I was unfamiliar with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just being yourself in a room full of people who don't know you, who you just met, like strangers, is really hard. And I feel like I'm still getting over that today, but I've gotten better at it.
Yeah.
And how I've gotten better at it, the more you do it, the more it just becomes less of, like, a scary thing to overcome.
Yeah. I also, like, switched schools in elementary school too, mm-hmm. but that was, like, earlier, like, that was in second grade, so, like, I stayed in that school until after second grade. So I, before that, in, like, kindergarten and first grade,
yeah.
I went to a really really diverse school with, like, a lot of like there were kids that I could talk to in my own language. So
in what language is that?
Urdu. So, like, there was this one girl, we would, like, make, like, secret codes and stuff.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that was so fun. And then, like, when I moved, like, I was so sad because, like, there weren't any people like that here, like, when mm-hmm. I came here. Like, it's not as diverse here, like, definitely as not. I was there. Like, I'm not being racist or anything, but, like, there's a lot more Black people and, like, a lot less diversity here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, this is definitely a predominantly Black high school,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. 100%. And, like, Hazelwood in general too, because I went to Walker in mm-hmm. elementary school.
I feel like there's certain parts of Hazelwood that might be a little bit more diverse, like, as the area's income.
Yeah, they definitely are.
The more diverse or less Black people you will see.
Yeah.
That's just the St. Louis thing.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So far, we've kind of talked about our identities within, you know, our big, mm-hmm. big, small families. And our, like, social identities and our cultural identities. How do you balance all these different pieces of your identity? I don't really know, because I just go with the flow, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I do one thing and then, like, I guess I switch to a different thing. Like, I can have, like,
you as a person change depending on which, like, depending on who you're around. Like, if you're around your family,
kind of. Like, if I'm, like, around, like, people that I trust, I'm, like, more outgoing. Like, I talk more and, mm-hmm. like, but, like other places, like, where I don't know as many people, I'm quieter and, I'm not really social around people I don't really know. And, like, I'm just in the corner, like, alone, I guess. Like, because I really don't know how to talk to anybody.
You just have to put yourself out there.
Yeah, I know.
You wouldn't want to, like, you know, be in the corner of your home for you.
I'm trying.
That's good. And then, you know, you join Media Club, join the podcast. Yeah. So
that was my first big step.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
That's a huge step. So
yeah.
Let me see. How old are you right now?
I'm 15.
How do you envision, like, your identity evolving as you get older?
I want myself to be, like, more social, like, talk to people. I want to, like, make more friends. I want to, like, you know, like, maybe, like, when I go to college, I want to, like, have a house and, like, maybe have a, like, roommates or something. Like, I don't really want to live in the dorms.
That's right. Depending on which place you go to, you might have to.
Any place. Year.
Yeah.
Then, I guess, I don't know.
We still have time. Plus, you know, whatever you want to do in life is probably going to change.
Yeah. Probably is.
I know mine is due. I know. I think a piece of my identity that I really want to see, like, flourish is just, like, being more personable and social. But also being a lot more disciplined than I am right now, because I don't think I'm a very disciplined person. And I would love to get that way, because I feel like when you have discipline and your life has structure, it's a lot easier to manage different tasks. And I know when I get older, I want to do a couple of different things. So I'm going to need that in my life.
Yeah, like discipline. Like, I want more discipline. Like, when I do, like, my schoolwork and, like, when I, like, try to do other activities mm-hmm. outside of school, I want to, like, focus, like, actually focus and get stuff done so that I can get it faster and, like, do it more efficiently.
I 100% agree with you on that one. This has been a nice talk. I feel like I've learned a good amount about you, and I've only known you for, like, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
2.5? 2.5 feels right. 2, 3.
You could be more out there if you're, like, a quiet person and, like, try to be better, like, make yourself better. And, yeah, that's it.
For me, I want to just say to always strive to be a better you today than the you you were, than the version of you that you were yesterday. Think with doing that, you'll be Gucci. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to check out our previous episodes. It's been great getting to record this episode with you, Elena. And now I guess this is the time where me and my wonderful co-host will sign off. This has been the Spartan Summit. I was your host, Nevaeh Dudley.
And I was Alina Abderove.
And we are out. Bye.
Bye.